Morning, it's March 21st. A few birthdays today, starting with former James Bond Timothy Dalton. He's 72. He had the License to Kill for two movies, The Living Daylights and License to Kill.
Go ahead, tell him what you want. He fires me, I'll thank him for it. Whoever she was must have scared the living daylights out of her.
Remember Patsy Bisco? The children's entertainer was on Humphrey and Fat Cat and sold millions of albums with songs like this.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Brian Doerr is 70. The actor, writer and comedian is best known for his mock interviews with John Clarke.
You've put rates up again, haven't you?
Well, Brian, we don't have a lot of choice, do we?
Why not?
Well, there are only three things you can do with rates. You can put them up.
You can put them down.
Just a minute, Brian.
Singer and guitarist with Supertramp, Roger Hodgson, is 68. He left the group after they had this hit in the early 80s. Gary Oldman turns 60 today. He's in the Harry Potter movies, the Dark Knight trilogy, and won the Oscar this year for Best Actor for Darkest Hour.
When will the lesson be learned? You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth!
Popular Aussie comedian Vince Sorrenti is 57 today. I don't believe it.
Auckland, there's a great tourist destination. Auckland, whoa! Culture and commerce centre of the South Pacific. I've got a friend there, his phone number is 7.
And Matthew Broderick is 56. All those movies he's made over the years, and he's still best known as Ferris Bueller.
A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a dead lock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school.
There's some of the things we're celebrating on March 21st.